Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. No, this isn't an in-studio boner up of Doug Loves Movies. I wouldn't charge you $2 for that. We actually recorded a full-blown boner ep at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Saturday, November 5th, Two Oceans 11, but there were some sound issues at the top of the show, so after the theme song, we will join the program in progress. But don't worry, all you're missing is just a lame one-man sound check. Thanks for buying this and for your continued support, and as always, sound issues are a shithead.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
We're here at the Acme Comedy Club and Restaurant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's Saturday, November 5th, Two Oceans 11. How you doing, Twin Cities? Yay, let me see your name tags. Let's see those name tags. Joel loves Doug Loves Movies. What does that popcorn say?
I am LK.
I am LK? Because you are?
Because you are DB.
I am DB, but you're LK. All right, I'm glad we worked that out. Veronica's got some sort of blow-up monkey. The great Darren Lester, who we've mentioned on the show, he brought back his sign that's like Jurassic Park. I know one of the guests might be really drawn to that, so I think you have a good chance. Fred brought a hat that says... is that your name, Fred? Yeah. Brought a hat that says Fred, but it's Fred Flintstone's right underneath it. So I don't... That's sort of cheating. Steve has his name written out like the logo for the movie Wall-E. So is it Stevie? Is that your name? BJ is just a young lady who wrote BJ on a piece of paper. She's sitting right up front. I don't know if she's just, is that's her name or if she's just being very forward. Then there's Amy with a baby that has a target on it. I know what that's about. I'm not going to shoot a woo monkey at your baby. And she's sitting next to Dr. Dim. He's got some sort of crazy villain character. And, ooh, there's a camera over there. What's it say on it?
Dan.
Camera Dan. And then that's another camera, M?
No, it's an 8-track.
It's an 8-track player. All right. And your name is M. You guys make a great couple. There's somebody with a, here's Jenny. Right? Is that what it says? That's good. And then there's Money Paul. These are amazing, you guys. The guests are going to freak out when you pull all this shit out. It's going to be awesome. What happened to you? What's your problem? I'm just kidding around.
Where's your fucking name tag, kid? No, thank you for coming. It's terrible. Oh, you do have one. That's crazy. I yelled at him and then he whipped out an actual name tag. It says Donnie of the Dead. Why do you think that's so bad? That's a good one. Looks like the logo from the, it's probably the Romero version, right? Yeah. Good for you, Donnie. I don't know why you were hiding it. They'll try to take it away from me. Oh, you're timid? Oh, I didn't mean to lay into you. You're probably going to be the future king of England. He wasn't timid. He had a stutter, but you know what I... You guys were sort of with me on that. All right, well, thank you so much for bringing the name tags. I really appreciate it. And I think the sound is coming together quite nicely, so thank you. Thank you for that. Great to be back here at Acme in Mini-App, as I like to say, because I'm a time saver. I taped my third CD, Hypocritical Oaf, in this very facility, the Acme Comedy Club and Restaurant. And also some of Super High Me was shot here and at the Mall of America, of course. The two stops I highly recommend to anyone who's visiting this town and is high. Come here and the Mall of America, and you'll have fun and then a complete nightmare. I won't tell you which is which. It's Acme's 20th anniversary weekend, so let's hear it for them. Yeah. 20 years of people going, why am I behind a pole? No, it's a great club. It's very intimate. There's some poles because, you know, we don't want the ceiling to be on us. That's not a fun show. I have a whole ceiling on you the whole time. I would like to bring out, before I bring out three guests, there's so many comics here this weekend performing, because the comics love this club. So there's a lot of comics that are on the show. Some of you guys may have seen them. I think they started on Tuesday, and they've had like four or five comics on every show every night. There were two shows last night. Jake Johansson was here, Dave Fulton, and I'm not good at remembering names, as you can imagine. No, but there was a lot of great people here, and Chad Daniels was here. And I had a lot of people to choose from to have be the guests on the show, so I'm excited about the ones that I asked first, and they all said yes. But other things happen. Another friend happens to be in town, not part of this particular event. Some of you are getting excited, probably for the wrong person. Yeah, it's crazy. One of my friends that's in town couldn't come by, but is performing somewhere in town. But another one of my friends is able to be here, and that is my friend Amy Schumer. Have a seat right there.
That was so upset. Like, did they think it was going to be Aziz?
Yeah, Aziz Ansari's in town.
I'm sorry.
I started to get so
that
excited.
That is horrible. I'm like, wow, this is... Oh, they think I'm Aziz. That's... So I've never had to come out and immediately say, I'm sorry, but...
That's a strong opener for any comic.
Really? Just
apologize up top.
Yeah,
I apologize. I apologize for the microphone sounding terrible and also for me getting upset about it. Because it's, you know, it's not anybody in particular's fault. It's
right. Just, these people have bigger problems. Some people have no arms. Right? Then you can't even hold a mic.
Yeah. People have the right to bear arms.
That's right.
If they don't have any, that's messed up. We always get into tricky territory, you and I, when we're on podcasts
we
together.
We do?
Yeah.
Why, because I get shit-faced or say something really racist? Is that what you're...
Well, yeah, racism is one area we probably dipped into unnecessarily at some point.
Whoa, it is always necessary. I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking about. You can't possibly set her up in a way that's going to lead to not being racist.
Well, we don't have to worry because this is the biggest sea of whites I've ever seen in my life. And it's in a lodge. This looks like a meeting. This looks like the beginning of a Klan meeting. Let's just be real.
I'm going to put Matt Belknap's voice coming in right before you say that going, every ethnicity turn this off now.
Yes.
This is Matt Belknap.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because we have him come in with corrections sometimes, but I've never had him warn the audience, warn the listeners. It's so funny. The next thing I had written down is I was watching in my hotel room today, Men in Black.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah, so that's a weird coincidence. And then also, it's probably inappropriate what I wanted to say about it.
No way.
Because I wrote this down before I even knew you were going to come by.
You
just popped in. So
that's
I didn't know. Because I get kind of sad when I see the scene in Men in Black when the Twin Towers is in the background.
Yeah.
And I also get sad during the scenes with Will Smith.
What's a bigger tragedy? No one knows. Will Smith is some people's 9/11. That's true.
Seriously, black people. I'm sorry you're listening to this. I'm sorry.
They're not.
There's got to be a black person here today. Yell out if you're a black person.
Nothing, right? Nothing.
What the fuck? This isn't a cheese store. This is...
Even if you're just like, you went on vacation, maybe you're really tan right now, just make some noise. Nobody. No. Ton of whites. This looks like a laundry cycle. This is sad.
I heard there were even black people at my show in Portland.
There were?
Yeah.
Did you like bust them in though? Was it like an elementary school where you
they
wanted
were,
to...
It's pretty dry from Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So today went to the movies right over here in town. I went to the AMC over on Hennepin. And you guys know how much I love...
Is that a nice one? Hennepin.
You know how I love the street name Hennepin, because it sounds like one of those drugs that they advertise on over-the-counter kind of... sorry I didn't make it last night. I was fucked up on Hennepin.
Yeah. Blame it on the Hennepin. That's right.
First the goose, then the Hennepin. So I went over there and saw Tower Heist.
Like you had to read it. Like you had to just read the name of the movie you saw today.
No, I didn't even find the name of the movie. I just found some words that were a good clue.
Yeah. Tower Heist.
I was like, oh,
that almost had a lot of black people in it. Remember Eddie Murphy like originally wanted that movie to be like all black comics. Did you hear that?
Oh, that would have that fast made it better.
Yeah.
Black comics.
The original premise made it sound pretty dope, but I can't imagine it was good. How was it?
Well, it's a multi-ethnic cast that I enjoy each of them individually.
Okay.
Alan Alda as well.
What's his... Oh, wait.
He's Bernie Madoff in it. It's called Tower Heist. And here, I'll give you my eight words or less review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Needs to be more funny or more heisty.
Okay. Or towery, yes.
Because it's not... The heist aspect of it this plot never makes sense. Every 2 seconds, you're like, why did that... why doesn't he... And then... And then it's also not hilarious. Like, I can give up, I can let go of all the weird plot details, like people holding each other at gunpoint like they're going to kill each other and then making up for no reason immediately after and proceeding to do what they were planning on doing when the one guy double-crossed them and pulled a gun on them.
Right.
It's that kind of movie. Like, I'm going to kill you. Now, how are we going to get this car out of here? It's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Did they just lose a reel? Not that I want it to be longer, you guys.
Yeah, but
I do not want it to be longer.
I mean, they had all the resources. That's not like they didn't like run out of money at the end of making that. It just seems like I don't know another like paint by numbers movie that.
Yeah, where they go over the lines a little bit and.
But you said it's multi-ethnic, like other than Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Casey Affleck is in it.
But who's the other? You're just naming
Ben
more
Stiller
white people.
Ben Stiller is in it. Taya Leone is in it.
These are like really white. People,
I mentioned Alan Alda. He's always good.
He's the whitest of the bunch.
There's the guy that plays the FBI guy. That's white also.
Oh, okay. So really, it's just Eddie Murphy.
This is a kind of movie where they
somebody yelled out Precious. That's
yeah.
She's
Precious
not
is in
Precious
it.
In this
no, she
movie.
Is. She is. It's a really weird
she,
twist.
Her dad rapes her.
That Precious
her
needs to rob
her.
The tower because she's got a baby
with
to feed
her retarded
and
baby.
Another one on the way.
A retarded baby's good.
You don't
at a
have to. There's no reason to drag that into it.
Retarded babies or rape?
Do they cost more to raise?
No, they're
okay,
so cheap.
Okay, so why bring it up?
Oh, yeah,
they're
right.
Cheaper? Then why does she rob a heist, a tower?
That's a good question.
Why does she need to rob a heist tower?
That's a good question.
The place is going to get robbed when you call it heist tower, first of all.
Yeah, that's their first mistake. What time is it?
It's time for you to get going, I think. Quarter
okay,
till.
Bye.
Bye. Let's say goodbye to Amy Schumer, everybody. Thank you, Amy. Wow. That girl can racist and run on a dime. That was amazing. Anyway, all we gotta do is just lift that chunk out. Okay, there's the mic check I'll get rid of. I'll get rid of the interview with Amy. Okay, and so the show's about to start. Let's do this right. But yeah, I'm sorry about Aziz not being here. I did ask him. I don't even know what that... I hope they caught that noise, the podcast listeners, because it was very strange. You didn't really boo or... I don't know what that... Oh! Oh! What did that mean? You don't know. You couldn't help yourself. Cut to some poor handicapped guy back there. Oh! Terrible. You guys are so mean. Oh shit, somebody brought Whoop Monkeys. There it is. Where's the guy that yelled? Oh! Hold your hands up, dude. Okay, there he is. Oh, I know you. This is the same guy that he went into the green room. We're all hanging out back there. He starts walking in. He's like, is this the bathroom? And I'm like, yes. And then he continues to walk in like it really is the bathroom. And I go, no, I'm just kidding around. I think the opposite answer is always hilarious. And then we talk some more, and it was weird. And now it makes... I actually said out loud, I can't believe that guy's this drunk this early in the day. And then this far into the show, so try to catch it, dude. Somebody else got it. Sorry. I tried. Sit down. So in the prize packet today, we have some delicious Chips Ahoy cookies. Donated by, I only remember, it was two people got together on this, but one of them's a local very funny girl named... I think Andy Erickson, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be terrible if I fucked up her name. Worked with her a couple of times. Somebody brought a poster that I'll show you after everybody gets out here because I'll give away who's here. We also got the current CDs from two of the folks that are going to be coming out here. And then my professional humoridian and also a copy of, have you guys heard of Super High Me? So that's all the stuff you're going to get. And please welcome to the stage three very funny comics and good friends of mine. They're here for the Acme 20th anniversary. Please welcome Jackie Cation, Ryan Stout, and David Huntsberger.
Move a little closer.
Yeah, keep that going.
That's pretty sweet. Look at this.
All right.
Well,
microphones sound good, right?
Yeah, they sound great.
Jackie Cation, yep.
Every time I've seen the show, there have been tables. I'm disappointed that the one time I'm on, no table.
I just said goodbye to my drink.
Oh. Yeah,
that's never going to get touched again.
Let me just tell you something. My posture is never a good thing in one of these chairs. I always look like three people jammed into a fucking potato sack. It's nice.
I like having my knees up. I feel like a jockey. It's really... And I wouldn't use the whip much. I'd think about it. Have it in my teeth.
Nice visual for the podcast. Good act out. Good act out.
I only want to appeal to people with vivid imaginations. What they just saw in their head was probably me standing on the stool seat.
Wait, is this still happening?
tell that story.
Doug was so high that he let the guests just talk about stools for 90 minutes. He just sat there and watched. It was amazing. I mean, we're talking, he was Portland high. Oh, and have you guys seen my shirt says, I love you, Denver? A fan made that for me.
Ooh, nice. Very nice.
Wasn't even in Denver. I wasn't even in Denver when he gave it to me.
Weird.
And it's nice of you to wear it here in Minneapolis.
Well, I knew they'd get the joke because I of course, think Denver is a state.
Does it bother you at all when there's a shirt like that, it's missing like the proper like, punctuation?
Where I love you, I love you, Denver needs punctuation.
I would go, I love you, comma Denver. Like they never have
right.
it.
David Huntsberger.
Right.
Nice work.
But then people would read it, I love you, Denver, and I want them to read it, I love you, Denver. I thought you were going to say it needed an exclamation point because I would agree
I
with that.
Yeah. Do that too.
Also, it needs to be in all caps. That's not punctuation, but still.
True.
Right? That's not part of punctuation.
Let's burn that goddamn shirt. So wrong on that.
I don't know where that came from. Let me introduce each of you to the listeners so that they know each of your voices individually because we've all just been talking. David Huntsberger is here closest to me.
I sound like this.
You kind of sounded a little different. Like you kind of put on a little bit of a voice there.
Podcast voice.
I'll do what David Huntsberger sounds like. You're like a droopy dog, but with less animation and joy.
That's the most accurate assessment of me ever.
Because I think he has fun talking.
Oh, boy.
But you wouldn't know for sure because he sounds pretty upset.
Oh, a new stool.
They brought you a stool that you could use as a table. Thank you so much. Acme Comedy.
Yes,
20 man. Years of bringing stools to the comics. Oh, shit.
You.
Here comes another table.
Yes.
Look at that.
Ooh.
All right.
Woo! Nice work, Acme.
This that's the best
magical.
Club in the country. And that's why they provide tables on call.
Yeah, I just had him up here in the first place. So, I'm kidding. I'm joking around. You brought a poster, Ryan, that I think the winner today will be very excited to have.
This is what I sound like.
Oh, yeah, that's Ryan Stout, everybody.
That was a spot on
difference,
match, too.
Bachelor number two.
My name is Ryan. We all sound the same.
Imitation is not the sincerest form of flattery.
That was hard to get here, by the way. I don't know if you've ever traveled with a poster, but yeah, it's a poster from New Year's Eve 2006.
Wow.
I think only like 45 were given out, but it's New Year's Eve, Patton Oswalt, Dana Gould, Ryan Stout, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Patton noted it was the ugliest poster ever. So, if you win that...
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever wins this, find me after the show. We have to take a picture of them holding it.
Yes.
And because I got to, for you know, people that are listening to this right now are like, just
what?
Heard that wave of applause and laughter. And they're just sitting at home going, oh, that sounds like they're having a great time.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt is Father Time on the poster.
Okay.
And then,
I thought he was a plate of spaghetti come to life.
Fitzsimmons, Gould, and myself, we are the three-headed baby New Year being held by Father Time.
Wow.
And it is very Harry Potter atrocious.
That is the worst.
Yeah, it's no good. But
the version of Patton
but also kind of
like...
cool.
Right. I figure if you're a comedy nerd, you go, oh, I'll take it because I'm into this.
Yeah. But I couldn't show the poster before I brought you guys out here.
Right,
because
people
would
think
those guys.
Patton's on the show. I'm the most disappointing name on the list.
They're like, oh my God, it's going to be Patton and
oh, it's the
Aziz
worst
and Barack Obama.
It's two droopy dogs and Jackie Cation.
Yes. Hi, Jackie Cation.
Hi, I wish I knew how to do a droop. This is me doing droopy dog.
Meh.
That's it. Yeah, I do a lot of impressions. You should hear my black voice. This is that it as well. It's me talking as a black person.
Racist.
That's many are called, few are chosen.
For
racism.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
How do they get that call? Is it like an email? How do they get? How
you
do
have
they recruit?
To be very carefully taught.
What how do you recruit new racists?
God loves movies. What movie is that from? You have to be very carefully taught.
That is from Don't They Sing It?
Yep.
Yeah.
and he doesn't.
Is it The King and I?
Nope.
Is it South Pacific?
It is South Pacific.
Great guess, Doug.
I'm going to wash that guess right out of my hair.
There you go.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world.
I was in that show once and hated that song that you were talking about and wasn't in that song. I was just waiting for it to end. So that's why I blacked it out.
You didn't play the Lieutenant? Lieutenant?
I was in the chorus and the local review down in San Diego, the local paper said the fighting Seabees looked more like Girl Scouts. Yeah, ooh. So I was really saddened by that.
It's weird when people are having a conversation that you don't know anything about.
Right, and they're on both sides of you, and we're both sitting in the middle going, no idea.
It's all in English, and yet I still feel like I'm listening to another language.
I'm very lost.
Like you guys are in the worst carpool. You're just stuck in a car with two people to talk about stuff that like, they don't care that you don't know why they're talking about. Yeah. You just go back and forth, start singing the songs. It's like in that John Cusack movie. When Tim Robbins and Lisa Joe Persky pick him and Daphne Zuniga up and start singing show tunes.
The worst.
No, Rob Reiner directed it. What's it called?
This carpool is great.
What did you say?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's not called Hot Tub Time Machine. It'd be funny if that whole thing was describing what they do in the tub before it goes back in time.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was all he was doing was going off of John Cusack. Don't pick him for the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's terrible at it.
You're proud to know more about movies.
Yeah, he's no good at it. So we'll be playing that a little later on in the show, of course. And yeah. Now, Jackie hosts a podcast called The Dork Forest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dork on Dork Dialogue.
Yeah. Just go in there and get lost.
Get lost in the forest. Pick a tree, friend. Japanese sneakers. That's what I'm looking for. Someone who's collecting fucking Japanese sneakers. Did you know there's like $1,000 Japanese sneakers in the world? And somebody collects them?
Where are they made?
Michael
in
Jordan
China?
Is in Japanese. There's no way those would fit.
Louis Lee collects them. He does tiny bonded feet. He wraps those feet when they're China.
Those feet.
Those feet.
Lewis Lee is the what's the right word for it? He's the owner.
Yes.
Of this establishment.
Yeah let's call him that.
Owner. Yeah better than
he
captain.
Also owns me and my soul. He had me at hello.
I'm sorry to do this, but wasn't it hero? Gotta apologize in advance for that one.
God, I hope he's here.
It's gonna be a big fat bleep over that one when this comes out.
I think my January week just got canceled.
David, Ryan, what are you doing in January?
I'm available.
All right. Slot him in, Lewis. Get him in there. So I was going to say to you, Jackie, about since you host the Dork Forest, what is like your favorite dorky movie? Like, what's the dorkiest movie that you love? And do not
use
say,
the
do not say South Pacific.
Willow.
Of course, one of the brownies has been on this show, Kevin Pollak.
Has Overton been on?
He never has, but I love that guy. Yeah,
yeah, he was the other brownie.
They were brownies. That,
oh my
like,
God,
that is an
peck.
Example of where that movie went wrong for me.
Yeah.
And I was a child when it came out, but
right.
It went a little wrong for me because I it was supposed to be kind of like the next Star Wars. Like, these guys are taking a crack at their own Star Wars.
Yeah.
But Star Wars had not introduced any of the dumb shit that happened in the last three movies yet. It was still awesome.
Right.
So they lost me on brownies. Like, right at brownies, I was like, those guys are little men, and they're called brownies?
Yeah.
Fuck this movie.
is that South Pacific?
And I never...
Yeah.
I never liked the word Willow again until Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ah.
True story.
Good call.
True story I just made up.
So, Willow.
But, you know, Kilmer's in it, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He does a good... Madigan. He's, like, the best thing in it, right? He's, like, a kind of a good Han Solo type in that.
Warwick Davis is the best thing in it.
Because he is Willow.
Yes.
Again, why Willow? That is a girl's name, not an amazing
that
little man.
That sounds so much like your voice when you did that.
Willow.
It's pretty he's good Willow. I'm Willow.
Now say... now say I'm David Huntsberger.
Stumper.
Use the wand, Willow. Use the wand.
Yeah. Right. Right here.
Oh my God, there's a peck with an acorn pointed at me. That's my other favorite line from Willow. Oh my God. It's a peck with an acorn. All right, it's a good one. You had to be there.
A peck?
A peck. That's what that was the diminutive derogatory term for midgets or dwarves or whatever the heck he was.
In that universe.
Yeah, he was a fucking hobbit because it was a Lord of the Rings ripoff. I've sworn 9 times. Nobody else. Just me. I have no idea why I was a stevedore in a previous life. Anyway, go ahead.
David, what's a stevedore? I have no idea. I didn't know if it was some sort of ship or a horse. It sounds to me like something you put your cigars in.
You were just asking about some sort of pot vaporizer humidor thing, weren't you?
Vaporizer, yes.
Is it called a vaporizer?
I heard there was one in the building and I wanted to try it.
Oh. Is it like a man-sized safe walk into?
How is it that you can immediately define peck but don't know what a vaporizer is? I don't...
Because I know how to party, Ryan Stout.
There are no vaporizers in Willow. She was homeschooled with Willow.
Different information, right.
That's the only thing she watched at home was Willow.
Because you have 7 to 9 minutes to talk to me if I smoke pot, because then I wake up underneath a pile of coats. I'm at the party next to the purses under a pile of coats. Yeah. That's what happens.
Can you tell us what
I'm glad you laid that out a little further. Explain that it was a party and that there was
a party and there would be pillows.
Just in case everyone thought we just all throw coats on you every time you get high. Jackie's high. Throw coats on her. She's too mobile if we don't throw all the coats on her. Get a desk.
Oh my God.
I'd still love to learn what a stevedore is.
Stevedore.
Stevedore.
Yeah, I've seen it written down.
It's a Navy term. Yeah, it's a guy who unloads ships. Right? Isn't it like some sort of dude that unloads ships?
Sure. Everyone's like, yeah. Talk about movies.
Yeah. Again, that podcast is Dork Forest, everybody. Dork Forest.
Yes.
Damn straight.
Next week's episode, Stevedore.
Hey, if somebody knows somebody who's really into unloading. That just became a dick joke. I'll be over here.
Okay.
You don't unload out of your dick.
The only... A lot of swearing, first dick joke. Real professional, Cation.
Hey, you guys, I gotta go unload. Oh, you're gonna take a shit? No, I'm gonna piss. What's wrong with you? I load and then I unload my urine.
I thought it was more of a sexual unloading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which...
That's my favorite. Unload. That's my favorite Marvin Gaye song, Sexual Unloading.
Sexual Unloading.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Relax.
Time to unload tonight. I don't know why I'm so into singing when I'm in Minneapolis. Ryan Stout, how do you feel about Will Smith?
Not overwhelmed. Good businessman, though.
Super smart businessman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say are your top 6 favorite Will Smith movies in order of release, not in order of your favorite?
Okay, in order of release.
Wow.
12 Angry Men. Was he in 12 Angry Men?
It's about to come out. It's his latest Oscar grab. Is he plays all 12 men.
He's going to Eddie Murphy it up. And,
yeah, but they're all white.
They're all white.
Yeah,
and they're all fat.
Saves a little time in the makeup chair. They just each have different facial hair. No, what I really wanted to ask you, Ryan, is motion pictures.
Yes.
Have you been in any?
In any capacity?
In any? No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you host a lot of stuff on TV, so...
Sure, but no acting stuff.
You're not in the background during a sex scene, just hosting a show.
I should be. I'd love to be. I don't know why I'm not a fake host on something, but...
No, real footage of you.
I had a very small, talky part in an independent film, Henry Phillips movie.
Oh, what's that called again?
Punching the clown. The clown.
Something a clown?
That's a great movie.
Punching the clown. Punching a something?
Somebody canceled, and I got the role.
Oh, is that how that works?
I think so. I think somebody wasn't
Netflix
available the night
streaming.
They were going to...
Netflix streaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I still haven't seen that, and I want to.
It's great. Yeah. It's very good. And
it's really well reviewed.
A singer played by Henry Phillips who comes to Los Angeles and takes the town by storm.
And why is it called Punching the Corn?
The clown?
The clown. Punching the clown.
I want to write this one down.
Why is it called Slapping the Clan? Because first of all, it's about time.
True.
Take the hood off first, though. Really make it sting.
But yeah, no movies.
All right, fair enough.
If anybody's listening who wants to put me in one, that's fine. I'll do it.
Well, Jackie Cation, her IMDb page...
Oh, Christ.
And you know IMDb. Her IMDb page says that you were in a short film called How to Bury Betty.
I was also in Bam Bam and Celeste, which is a Margaret Cho movie, which is the poor man's Romeo and Michelle, which you thought was the poor man's Romeo and Michelle already.
Yeah, it was already there. And then
it had socially arrived in the poor man's world.
The incredibly poverty-stricken Romy and Michelle is this
right.
Bam Bam and Celeste?
And Celeste, yeah, it was a Margaret Cho movie.
It's a good memory test.
Yeah. Punching the Betty, whatever the hell I was in, that was a short...
How to Bury Betty.
Yeah.
Are you Betty or someone with a shovel?
No, as always, I am an airport cop.
So they were just filming a movie while you were at work, and you got you're like in the background.
Working at LAX has really paid off for you. That's like the third or fourth film.
It's one of the third or fourth moments. No, I think I was actually like a working at the desk, but it's weird because I've been sent out on more auditions for airport cop than anything else.
I thought you were trying to transition into like Polish butcher woman.
It was a Polish factory worker. That was my last audition. Thanks a lot. It was good. I was going to be in a tub, and I was supposed to be all dreamy about Antonio Banderas. Guess what? I didn't get it.
You should have fingered yourself harder.
I feel so much better that I'm not the only one who's been
slapping the clam.
Also by Henry
with Phillips. Jackie Cation.
Oh God! Tales of the casting tub.
You didn't make the director unload.
David Huntsberger.
Yes. Movie star.
Has Ryan Stout been in any movies?
Yes, he has.
Ryan Stout.
Redo the synopsis for the one film I was in.
Well, Punching the Clown is a harrowing tale of a young man trying to make it as an artist and pursuing his dream in the town of Los Angeles, and through a series of mishaps and fortunate and some unfortunate situations, he's left to either choose between being an artist still.
Sounds a lot like you've got mail.
No.
He's either got to choose to maybe leave town and continue being an artist or put up with all the bullshit, and you'll have to watch the movie to find out. And Ryan is dynamite as. You're his manager? Are you a manager?
No, I have two lines. I'm a cocky actor.
Ah, and you nailed
Nikki
it.
Glazer,
you're the cactus.
Nikki Glazer comes over to me, and I blow her off, and then I walk to somebody else who blows me off, and somebody blows them off, and it gets all the way back to Henry. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's a very short scene.
It's good. Jonesy from Jonesy's Jukebox is...
Are we still talking about that movie?
I really want to sing his praises. It is great. I hope you check it out. Punching the Clown. It's very good.
All right, check it out, everybody.
It's a good one.
Right now. Get up and go. Check it out. I mentioned that I saw Tower Heist today. I know you saw Tower Heist today because we were sitting one seat apart from each other. men like to do it.
Yes, but I was meditating, so I saw none of it. No, I saw it too, and I was equally as disappointed.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It was the worst. Like when you're at a heist movie and you're like that tension that you kind of like to feel, you feel its cousin. You feel tension where you're like, where'd that guy go? What where the What the hell does this mean? Why did that guy come? Ah, I hate this. None of it makes sense.
Yeah, the things that make you tense are just how nonsensical it is.
Yeah.
Like, very early in the movie, so this isn't a big spoiler, Ben Stiller gives a new employee, just tears him a new one at this tower that they all work in, because his cell phone is in his pocket and it's vibrating. And he's just like, leave your cell phone at home. No cell phones. Cell phones are bad. Cell phones.
Really goes all Stiller on him.
Yeah, just goes crazy. He gets all Greenberg in his face. And then 2 seconds later, Casey Affleck walks in on a cell phone in uniform, working at the same place, finishes his conversation, puts the phone in his pocket, and Ben Stiller doesn't say a word about him having a cell phone or talking on it after telling the other guy. And I think it's a racist thing, because the other guy's Hispanic.
Yes.
And Casey Affleck is... What is he?
I think it's office politics, right?
Somebody just yelled out white, like it was really... I was really looking for the answer.
No. Oh, maybe.
Casey Affleck.
Did you see the movie?
I have not seen the movie.
It just opened yesterday.
I had a different
carpool now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You want to judge it without seeing it?
It's a good attempt to give Eddie Murphy the kind of role that he, you know, should have been playing for, you know, I don't know why he hasn't been playing it for a while. He's been too busy talking to animals and...
Dave.
Or why didn't they just do it where Eddie Murphy plays all the characters?
That would have been better.
In makeup, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Would have been definitely better.
That would have been really good.
But isn't he, they still like him in, like, Shrek and stuff. I mean, he's been around, still doing stuff that people like.
Yeah, Shreks are very popular, but people aren't like, I love Shrek because it's Eddie Murphy's voice is in it. I mean, he's really good in those, but, like, that can't get you through. He probably wanted a hit that where his face appears instead of Meet Dave and Adventures of Pluto Nash and Showtime. And
oh, stop. Do please I really don't have to keep going? Everyone to this.
Vampire of Brooklyn.
Please stop. Please stop.
I am going to cut myself. Holy smokes. I will take a life and it'll be mine.
What have you seen lately, Jackie? Have you been to the movies?
Captain America, about 9 years ago. No, I saw that's the last movie I saw was Captain America. And then before that, Thor. And before that, X-Men First Class.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I see how you do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going to happen? Is that dude going to take his shirt off? Probably. Let's do this.
So you saw Thor and X-Men out of order then, right?
Yes. You're Thor.
Thor came out first, then X-Men.
Yeah, I saw Thor, and then I saw X-Men, and then
I saw... Yeah, but you listed them the other way.
Oh, true.
Yeah, rewind it, everybody.
All right. If you play it backwards, I saw Captain America before you. Anyway. Hello.
They're all good, though, right?
They were all excellent. I enjoyed them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I liked Captain America of the best.
You go, yeah, but you go kind of like, it sounds like you just go see what you know you're going to like.
True.
Like somebody who's not going to spend money on something they know they're not going to like.
I know, but I'm just saying that how can you know you're definitely going to like it?
Right.
But you've figured out that
there's a better chance
you'll like it if it's the next comic book movie.
Mm. Yeah, it's good, but I didn't see Green Lantern, but then I don't read the Green Lantern, so I don't give a hoot.
You read all those other ones?
Not one hoot.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I want an example of a comic book adaptation where you read the comic and then did not like the movie.
Daredevil. Who doesn't?
That movie is kind of amazing when you watch it on, like, I'll watch it in bursts on television because...
And you've never read it.
No.
Those two things together make it a better movie. Yes.
But it's so silly that I enjoy watching it because it's just he's blind, but, you know, he kind of looks in one direction all the time, but everything else about his behavior does not imply at all that he's blind. And then sometimes there's scenes where the character should just go, stop fucking lying about being blind. Why do you keep saying that? Why are you looking me in the eye and telling me you're blind?
That would have been awesome. I wish they would have done that because they'd say that in the comic books all the time. They're like, that dude is not blind, which is why nobody believes Matt Murdock is Daredevil, except for that, of course, it's out that Matt Murdock... Anyway, so...
Why don't they throw in some gags where he, like, runs into a tree and is like, ugh, and then karate chops it down. Goddamn tree.
There's some wacky moments in it.
As Matt Murdock, he does fall down a lot more. He bumps into things as Matt Murdock, and never does as Daredevil.
The fight with what's her name, Elektra or whatever.
Oh yeah.
How could a blind guy do this?
Right. It turns out he has superpowers.
He
runs up and down a teeter totter. He like gets on one end and goes up, and they're fighting on it. It's
awesome, dude. If you have a good sense of smell, you can kick anyone's ass.
The cane is not going to help you when you're on a teeter totter. That's not going to tell you what the fuck is happening to you that you may have never experienced your entire life. Was he born blind?
No. He became blind when he was about 8 or 9.
Okay, so he knows teeter totters.
He does know teeter totters. I do want to see it again. You say it's craptastic.
This story checks out.
I like to clear these things up on the podcast because I get so many angry missives from people on Twitter saying he wasn't born blind, you idiot.
He loves teeter tottering.
He knew what
you're an asshole. Love the podcast. So who did we miss here? Ryan, have you seen anything lately?
Honestly, the last movies I saw were Thor and then X-Men First Class.
Well, we didn't really talk
about
that.
Maybe he'll take his shirt off. And then honestly, then I got a girlfriend. And don't have to go see comic book films.
I need to look for a girl.
That would have worked better if you said you saw Moneyball and Anonymous or, you know, like 50-50, Ides of March.
And then got a girlfriend?
That. Yeah, because once like you that? Said those two movies, no one's going to believe the girlfriend part.
Uh-huh. Great call.
Those are the only two movies you've seen and we were supposed to think you have
theater?
A girlfriend?
Oh,
those were the last two.
I saw a movie over at a house, like somebody's house was having a movie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jackie.
I was talking in the.
You know
theater.
How? Yeah.
My
you know
house
how
is
Doug loves
movie.
Loopholes.
You must come over. We're simply having the. My house is having a movie tonight. You're invited. Bring your friends.
I watch a lot of movies on like on HBO and Showtime, Cinemax, and whatever.
Yeah. So let's.
Because I want a strong dramatic film that I can cry to in private.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. I don't want to go to the theater well, and have to cry in front of strangers.
Let me just read the question to you guys again, because clearly there was some confusion. What have you guys seen lately? Is the question. I don't care what venue you saw it in.
Okay.
I mean, you could bring it up if it's part of the story, of course.
Mm-hmm. I saw the ghost in Mr. Chicken.
See, that's... You and I, even last night, discussed how that would be the movie you talk about when I say, what movies have you seen?
And I just remembered that just now.
I can't believe... I think maybe I get too high and just being near people makes them stoned.
You're like the Daredevil of pot smoking, where...
Seriously, I am on a verbal teeter-totter at every given moment.
Your memory's sharper, like, the more pot you smoke, compared to mine especially. I've smoked no pot. I'm like, I don't remember one word of that, Doug.
Yeah, you've really been lost the whole time out here.
God, strike me blind. I'll figure it out. We'll get it together.
Shall we play a game?
Let's play a game.
What do you guys think about... and by the way, Ghost and Mr. Chicken, you like that?
Yeah, it was great. Don Knotts. That deserves an Academy Award. Seriously, it was an amazing production.
Don Knotts. There's a funny scene...
I love Denver.
David, do your best Don Knotts.
Hey there. Say, Andy.
I did not expect that to work out the way that worked out.
Totally worked out.
I had no idea.
Me and Willow, Don Knotts.
That is crazy.
Nailed it.
You can't just say to a person, do your best, and then just name anybody.
So great.
I mean, I know we were talking about him for a second there.
Touche, sir. I feel like a fool.
You don't know Don Knotts on me.
I thought you'd go Mr. Limpet instead of Andy Griffith's show, but, you know, still, fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I do prefer Mr. Limpet much better. Yeah.
Did Jim Carrey do a Mr. Limpet?
I don't think so.
I think they were talking about it at one point, and it made me livid, because he'd already done Andy Kaufman and
right.
The Grinch, and in both cases I was like, mm-mm. You did not do them any favors. I mean, you know, he tried.
Yes. Who would be the modern Don Knotts? I've been trying to figure this out. Who's our current Don Knotts?
Who shakes a lot? Matthew Perry, maybe? Yeah, you thought I was gonna say
anybody
something else.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, no one's really taken over sniffing a lot as their signature move. This guy's the best new sniffer since Don Knotts. You gotta see his work.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it would be an annoying thing to do in something. I don't know how he got away with it. But, yeah, I don't think we have a new version of him, and I think we're good.
Fair enough.
Wait a second, you know what I mean? It's me!
It's a different thing, you know? Like, who's that spazzy anymore, like, in anything? Where they're just, like, twitching all the time?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt and 12 Monkeys?
Was he ever connected to, like, a wild cocaine problem or anything? Yeah.
Was
Seems
he?
Like he was?
I don't know.
I just need a little bit.
Now you're just showing off. Stop it.
You're not. Say something about Aunt B. Say something about Aunt B.
Hey, you're kind of a bitch, Aunt B.
New ringtone.
Oh, shit. All right, don't look at this, David.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play Build a Title. And yeah, I don't play it nearly as much as I'd like to in the live shows, but we, of course, play it whenever we're recording in a car.
Can we do something like that?
I can't see it. Just look away.
Why don't you just turn your body?
I'm prone to cheating.
All right, you good?
Yeah.
That's so much better.
3 degrees. Good for you.
A lot of cords. I didn't want to smash him up.
He doesn't have very good peripheral vision. He's kind of like Daredevil.
True. I'm all okay. Front punches.
Here we go.
I get very competitive, so I apologize in advance.
You get that way?
I
100% of the day. I don't get there. I am there.
You're it. Yeah.
I suck at games.
I did feel like when David and I were watching Tower Heist today that he was trying to watch it better than me.
I went into like knees on, you know, or knees, I know, elbows on knees, and then Sweet Valley High. And just, that's the most dedicated you can be, just cupping your own face with both hands.
Mm-hmm. Nice description for the podcast.
Yeah, for the listeners,
right?
I was thinking the same thing.
He really laid it out there for them.
Thank you.
You're getting better at this.
Thank you. Thank you, said Ryan Stout, looking sort of cocked to his right, with his right elbow tucked in close in a handsome suit.
I dressed up for the podcast.
Where'd you get that, Hansoms?
I've always shopped at Hansoms.
They won't let me in. They're like, you go down the street to Hoodies. Okay, we're going to start with a movie title. That's how Build a Title works. We'll start with David, then go to Ryan, Handsome Suit, and then to Jackie, Dork Forestcation. Oh, I should mention, David Huntsberger has a podcast also called Professor Here We Go.
Yeah, thanks. Professor Blastoff.
It's Captain Blastoff. Captain Blastoff.
Captain Takeoff.
Yeah, here we go. We're here in the great state of Minneapolis, so I thought it'd be fun to do a movie that's somewhat about the Minnesota Twins, and and it's called Little Big League. So, David Huntsberger, you need to come up with a movie that ends in little or starts in league, starts in big league.
Okay.
Time's up.
Can I use the littles?
No, you can't. I don't know what version of this game you've played before.
Okay, I'm going to say...
But you changed one of the words.
Little Big League of Their Own.
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
You did it. Okay, so we got Little Big League. I was just prepared to think you were going to do something wrong.
Well, I was a little...
Because it's weird that you said littles. But I understand your confusion. Okay. It happens.
Well, I was spinning my wheels a little because I was trying to think of the trailer, and they use this thing where his arm is fixed and hits the doctor in the face. And the doctor says, "Funky butt loving." And I couldn't remember that line. But that was it, so...
Wait, you were trying to think about that instead of...
I was doing both, and that's why I was a little disconnected. It's also odd to not be looking in your direction speaking to you.
I would rather you look that way when you say funky butt loving. I'd rather you look over that way.
Funky butt loving.
Okay, we go to Ryan Stout for he has to add to Little Big League of Their Own.
You said League of Their Own?
Mm-hmm. It got real competitive.
Fuck!
There's at least okay, one movie I know of that ends, that ends
Stuart,
in Little.
Stuart Little.
That's right. You did it. Stuart yeah. Little, Big Man.
Stuart Little.
Little Big League.
Big League of Their, Own. Their Own.
Yeah. Now we go to Jackie.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
Find something that ends with Stuart.
Or... So just to help you out a little bit, you get something that ends in stew. Because then it'll be whatever that is, Stuart Little,
right.
Big League of Their Own. And own could be also part of a word.
Right.
You have 5 seconds.
You've never played this game before, right?
Two.
Just by myself. I'm constantly playing this game, just by myself.
It's even if you played it before, you get it's tough.
No,
you get
The Stuart listeners are yelling at their things.
Yeah, everyone's yelling at their radios right
No,
now.
I meant their dicks. They're yelling at their dicks.
They're getting ready to unload. I think that's time, Doug.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, you are competitive.
I know. That's
Turns
what
out
I was
he is
get.
Competitive.
Fuck her. She's done. She's out. She's out. It's just Huntsberger and I. Give the next clue. Let's do this.
Suits aren't for losers. Always be not losing.
That hashtag never caught on for me. Not losing.
ABNL, those people are like, what is that? Okay. We come back around to me.
You have to tack on?
Yeah, I gave her that great advice about the stew, but I'm sure there might be something with the stew. But I'm not absolutely sure, so I'm going to go with Stuart Little, Big League of Their Owning Mahoney. Yeah, people are waiting on that.
Damn it.
Starring Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Owning Mahoney.
Really boring. Mahoney. Fuck. He's good, though. All right, David. Has to end in Stew Art. Or begin in Mahoney. Or knee. Is there a
knee?
Word that starts with the sound knee?
Need for Speed.
That's it. Good one. Good one. Everyone's screaming at their device. No, I'm kidding, you guys. It's not a movie. That's the thing they say in a movie. They say it in Top Gun. Feel the need for speed. I feel a need.
Need
the need for not
Napoleon Dynamite.
Totally works. Moving along.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I got your back on that one, Ryan. That does not count.
Damn.
It was good, though.
Thank you.
It was fun. I let Sandalot go recently, and I never heard the end of it. So we gotta stay strict. Sandalot. Needy little liars. No, that's not something. I think we boxed yourself into two bad corners here. Do you have anything, Ryan?
Is there a romantic comedy called Needless to Say?
I don't like the Graham Elwood style of play where you just you guess that a movie might exist.
Hugh Grant.
That's
and
just
Andrew
a random.
Bullock
yeah.
I can see the poster right
where,
now.
Where are we at again? What are the two words right now?
We got to end in Stewart or begin in Mahoney. I wish it was pronounced Mahoney, because then you could be Mahoney. I Shrunk the Kids.
Is there a Jeb Stuart movie? I'm not playing. I'm over here.
I'm trying to steal the Predators Stuart a little.
Yeah, that's no good.
It's not part of the game.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
At least I tried, Doug!
You did try, and then you yelled at me. Which is,
so what does that mean? We all lost?
And a F for yelling.
No, Doug would win because he was the last one.
Because he was the last one.
Oh, I won? Wow.
You won your own game,
Doug. I planned this whole thing.
Real nice.
This was a chess match that you guys never even had a chance. I swear to God, this piece of paper says Stuart Little, Big League of Their Owning Mahoney. I had already written all of that down.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
That because I pre-guessed what might be potential answers.
We're just pawns in your whole... You get out of our minds, Doug.
The best way to do that is by playing the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
Woo!
You'll be great at this.
You really?
Yeah.
You're trying to mind fuck me. That's all this is.
All right, you guys. Here come the name tags. Let's see them.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you it was going to be kind of
every time.
Alarming, yeah.
Wow.
It's intense.
There's some crazy ones out there. Really creative, you guys.
Wow.
Appreciate
no way.
You making the effort. There's a pumpkin over there. Yeah. What's that?
Bacon for me.
That you made your name,
Are
Adam,
you
out of bacon?
Come on up. That's amazing.
David picks the bacon.
No. Sorry. I'm picking this guy with the pumpkin here. Sorry, man. Sorry.
I was talking to that man,
okay.
And then you said, "That's amazing. Bring that up here."
I was again. Sorry, but look at this. Did you see this? Look at this.
But it's the bacon guy is on his way. You need to sit so you can see what's going on. First of all, you don't have to turn away now. I'll keep it from you.
Genuinely overwhelmed.
All right, you guys. Yeah, so remember the part about I told you earlier about pick one quickly and get it the fuck over with? Remember when I told you that?
All right. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. That's Dan's camera. That's a Danra. And you came racing back with Justin's Frisbee. Yeah, so...
All right.
There's at least one hippie in the audience. The light-up Frisbee. Yeah, so just hold it so people can see what it says. Can they see the name on this one here? Or can I see it? Whose name is it?
It's Hello Brett. So this might work out
it's
well.
Like a name tag on the back. Oh, that's perfect.
Seems okay. Valuable.
That's perfect.
So, no.
What's on the inside?
Oh, hello.
Oh, my God. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head. No big deal. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
As per usual, I know you guys all listen to the podcast because you know already. Please know the competition is just between these three playing for Brett and Jenny and Dan.
Justin.
That's why they're up here so I can see what it says. Dan has a crazy camera. It's a real camera? You just taped his name on it?
The hammer is real. The camera is real.
The handle collapses and then you can put it down.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. She doesn't have anywhere to put it down, but
why doesn't
that'll work?
Collapse.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.
Okay. Great. Spent way too much time on that.
Fix it in post.
I chose poorly.
I don't. I try not to edit the show. You know, I try to just move it along.
It's organic, man. It's organic. Dead silence. Captain Obvious, let's go. I'm sorry.
All right, let's start with David because he's been on the show before. We'll go in the same order that we just played Build a Title. Then, of course, we'll change direction in between each round, and you guys will yell at me if I do it wrong. Here we go. Leonard Maltin game. David gets to pick a category. Would you like one of these three categories, sir? Would you like New Year's Eve is coming up, as it always is. Would you like motion pictures to take place on or about or have something to do with New Year's Eve?
Okay.
Or at Guido Relli, Guido spelled like Guido and Relli spelled 2 ELLI on Twitter, suggested Changes. That's movies where a character changes from one thing to another thing. Something about them changes. And then today, on November 5th, celebrating a birthday, is Tilda Swinton. Actress Tilda Swinton. People actually yelling for her, so that's... I didn't expect that reaction.
She's mean.
Go with Tilda Swinton.
She's the White Witch.
There's people... There's some... Why... See, this is... I talk to you about this, I think, every time. You shouldn't, like, start narrowing down the movies might be, because you're going to be competing against those other two. That may have helped them in some way.
I'm going to go New Year's Eve.
All right, good.
Nice.
This New Year's Eve movie is from 1972. Len Maltin gives it 3 stars. That's probably about right. He calls it mindless but engrossing. And he also says that it was followed by a sequel. And it's from 1972. 3 stars. The category, of course, was...
New Year's Eve. How many names are we looking at?
We're looking at 12 names.
I'll go 8.
Ryan, bold opening bid by young Huntsberger.
So the movie's about New Year's Eve, or something happens on New Year's Eve?
You couldn't have crystallized it better.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 1972?
Yes, sir.
And there's a...
You went 8?
Yeah, he said 8 names.
Stalling for time.
I'm going to go 6 names.
I don't know why that's impressive, but okay. You just kinda,
name
you guys
movie.
Like to build the drama.
Name it.
Oh, you're giving him 6 names, Jackie?
Yeah. Do you know why? It's more than I can do.
Right, yeah. Like, well, like, you know, Howie Mandel used to go through and say, well, what case would you pick next? You know, that sort of thing. If she did go 4 names, what would you have done, David, just out of
name
curiosity?
Yeah.
You made her name it.
Yeah.
Then she might have been screwed.
Right.
All right. Let's see how this works out. You did.
Do you have any
I think
idea
you did the right
feel
thing.
In now, Dan.
I do. Yeah. You missed the hint, though, earlier. I gave a hint.
Because when Howie Mandel would do that, I'd always go, why would they know offhand which series of numbers they would pick next when normally there's a long period of time to think about it and they could possibly, they don't show up thinking I'm going to say these 7 numbers in this exact order.
Are we doing Doug Loves Deal or No Deal now?
I did love that show. I didn't like the daily version because they got rid of the girls and they just had like relatives standing there with the suitcases.
Yeah.
And that just made me cry. It made me feel like someone was leaving town.
Yeah.
Suitcases.
That's how they do it overseas, and the audience doesn't play along at all. Nobody screams and yells, and it's depressing.
It's just get out. Next boat out of Thailand.
So I have to venture a guess.
I'm going
to
give you the names.
Yeah.
Let's not skip that part.
I'm trying
to
get you back on track.
Oh, thank you. Your 6 names?
Yes.
Are Eric Shea, Arthur O'Connell, Pamela Sue Martin, Leslie Nielsen, Jack Albertson, and Shelley Winters from 1972. 3 stars, mindless but engrossing, followed by a sequel.
Ooh.
72% of the audience knows the answer. Okay, maybe more like 36.
I was going to say more like 3%.
1% knows the answer, 99% the rest of us are...
I'm going to say... Look Who's Coming to New Year's Eve Dinner.
I can't wait because Gary Marshall has a movie called New Year's Eve coming out because Valentine's Day was so awesome. So he's assembled, you know, not the same cast, a whole new great cast of people to all have stories happening on New Year's Eve. But once it's out, I'm going to keep this category, and that's going to be the answer, New Year's Eve. But you guys won't be on.
The only New Year's Eve movie I could think of was like 200 Cigarettes, so I'm screwed.
Anybody else on the panel? You guess Sleepless in Seattle? That's no,
just
that's incorrect. That's wrong. David, any idea?
I had no guesses.
Yeah, it's really, it's quite memorable that it's on New Year's Eve, because that's when the boat flips over in the Poseidon Adventure.
No clue.
Yeah, 10, 9, 8. Oh, fuck! Which really would have been cool, but they count down all the way to 1, they start singing Auld Lang Syne, and then it flips over.
Yeah, that would be way better.
Nature doesn't know how to time a good comedic tidal wave.
That's awesome.
All right, so what happened there? Jackie Cation gets a point?
Yes.
Against all odds. Here we go.
Bravo, Jackie.
Hairy eyeball.
She was challenged by Ryan, so we're going to start with David, and then from David we're going to go to Jackie.
Okay.
Trust me. Your choice of categories, David, are Edgar Wright has not seen it.
Okay.
So motion pictures not seen by the great director Edgar Wright as of this taping.
He sort of talks a little bit like Willow.
I'm not going to get into this. They're both British, yes.
That's what I meant.
They both have a British accent. At King of Pancakes suggested that I do movies that were number one at the box office X number of years ago. In this particular case, I found a movie that was number one 10 years ago at the domestic box office. And your third option is Doggone It, movies where a dog gets killed.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be the climax of the movie.
Just to spite the crowd, I would.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go doggone it.
I got such like a cute name for such a horrible
doggone it.
Horrible thought.
I wonder, can you think of, I'll ask this after. I got a good question for you guys. Remind me to ask you a question.
Doug, you were going to ask us a question.
That's all you're going to get? That's the only clue I get?
That's the only clue you gave us.
Oh, 2011.
I need a time machine
question
so
came
bad.
From 2011. Three names.
Movie.
Don't confuse me. This is...
Where a dog...
This is a dog died in this movie.
Okay.
For some reason. Who knows? Could be New Year's Eve and a boat flips over. 2.5 stars from Leonard. How dare he? How dare he?
Okay.
Yes.
That's weird then.
It's a movie I think deserves much better. He also says about this movie that it is rambling. And he also says that it strains for effect with an E. Well, two E's. And... And there are 9 names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in?
What's the year?
The year is 2001.
Oh.
2001. I may or may not have already said that.
Okay. Let's just double check.
So, yeah, good thing to ask.
11. I'll jump it down to 8 again.
Jump it down. And then we go to Jackie.
2001. Mm-hmm. A dog dies.
Mm-hmm.
It is not necessarily killed. It might.
Oh, something kills it. It gets killed by something. Either a person or natural causes. Something kills a dog.
Lightning.
I might.
Daredevil.
Would you do 8?
I went 8, yeah.
I'm going to go 7.
R.S., what do you say?
Name that movie.
Suit provided by Handsomes.
2001. Okay.
All right. I got to give you the names, Jackie.
Let's hear
some don't
names.
Get excited.
All right.
All right. How many does she get?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay. You get 7 names. You want the clues again? 2001.
9.
2.5 stars from Leonard. He's wrong. Happens. Love him, but it happens. And rambling and strains for effect. And one, and let me throw in one more. How dare he? And your 7 names are Seymour Cassell, Danny Glover, Bill Murray, Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Something About Mary?
Thank you for coming. Good
I'd
night.
Like to steal, Doc. I'd like to steal.
That is awesome.
I got nothing.
What's the worst guess that's ever been ventured on the show?
Can I see? is it Old Yeller it might be, Mockingbird?
It might be up there as the worst
guess. With Anchorman?
Because, of course...
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry. Because you're going to say it.
Let me see. Let me tell you the remaining names.
T.J. Mark Walter.
Let's really drag this out. That's a real person that we know. Angelica Houston and Gene Hackman?
Oh, Christ. I still got nothing.
Does that help?
I can't believe I got this point. I'm really thrilled.
How about, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Justin. I'm going to throw this frisbee at the end, too. This is going to be great.
I know all of Danny Coleman's work. The poor man's Gene Hackman. What's the name of
it? It's called The Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, son of a...
Ryan Stout is now standing. He's receiving adulation from the crowd. They are applauding him.
I'm going to come back.
Accordingly.
The fact that I have any points is amazing.
Yeah, I love that movie, and the dog dying thing really, you know, when I was trying to think of movies
stars?
Where they dog... Yeah,
yeah.
2.5, yeah. But when I try to think of movies where dogs died, you know, to do this, because I kind of just do it off the top of my head sometimes. Sometimes I Google it, but dogs dying is a weird thing to Google. I don't want to get on a watch
weird
list.
Weird to Google image.
So I thought of this movie because it's very, it's, you know, spoiler alert, but when the dog dies and Ben Stiller says to Gene Hackman, you know, we've had a bad year or whatever he says to him, I get choked up every time I see or think about that scene. All right, so congratulations. You're making me cry, Ryan, because you won a point. He won a point. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So now Jackie's got a point. Ryan's got a point, and arguably the best player up here, David Huntsberger, is pointless.
Dang it! Until now.
That'd be a great name. What's your album called?
Humanitis?
You should have went with Pointless.
Pointless.
Pointless-itis. But yeah, let's go through also, Jackie, I didn't mention the name of your CD.
It is never going to be Bread.
Yeah, but what's the name of your CD?
Just Bread.
It's never going to be Bread.
And then, Ryan, what's yours?
He doesn't have one yet, but it comes out on December 6th.
Yep.
Ooh, what's it called?
Bam, Comedy Central Records. What's it called?
Touche.
Oh.
It's elitist and snooty.
Was Bravo taken?
Who's going to be Handsomes? But I was just looking to get free suits.
Oh, God damn it. What were we doing? Okay, so we're going to start with David because who made who name it?
I made Jackie name it.
Yeah. So we start with David, but then we go to Ryan.
You're great at changing categories, but
yeah. He's doing a great job of getting it into his zone and then bidding way too high. You get to pick, David, so really do better. I'd like an exciting three-way tie, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. We've got Raptors. That's movies where rappers act.
Oh, nice.
Raptors.
I'm going Raptors.
Can you please let me get some laughs from the funny category titles?
It better be good to make me change my mind.
Okay. I'll just do one more, because this one is great. At Gloshi on Twitter, GLOSHI.
You'll find her if you're going to look her up.
Gloshi, it's a dude. It's a dude named Gloshi.
You'll find him if you're going to look him up.
He suggested Inspect Her Gadget. Movies that have a gynecologist in them.
Still prefer Raptors.
Jeremy Irons.
It was fun to say, though. Oh, was he a gyno in the Twin Brother thing?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we know it's not
that. Was that called Twin Brother Thing?
It was called Twin Brother Thing.
No, it wasn't.
It was called the Royal Tenenbaums.
Dead Ringers. Dead Ringers. It was called Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers, that's right.
Yeah.
It'll never be Bread.
Creeperson.
All right, David Huntsberger, this movie has a rapper in it. Get ready, Ryan. You'll be next. 3.5 stars from Leonard. The year was 2005. He says that this movie, you know how normally they put the like country of origin next to it, and it's usually, most of the time, it's U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's U.S. German. Yeah. Terrible clue. This is the first time I'm hearing that this movie is U.S. German. So don't let that screw up your thought process.
Okay.
that's what the clues are supposed to do. They're supposed to make you confused. He calls this movie provocative and U.S. German. No. I'll give you one more thing. He says that it has... he says it has metaphoric moments. Metaphoric moments, provocative, and U.S. German. 3.5 stars. It has a rapper, one or more rappers acting in acting roles when they're
a
rapper. Did someone just go Anaconda? Because as it turns out, my Anaconda don't want none unless she's got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. All right.
You guys didn't know that was a...
And please don't yell out answers, even though they're wrong.
I'm going to...
What are you
going
to do?
3.
Ooh.
Wait, how many...
What the hell is happening?
I got to get myself back in the game.
I didn't even tell you how many names there were yet.
Go
I was
3.
Too busy talking about how my anaconda don't want nuns unless she's got buns. You can do side bends, all sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Because I haven't talked to the Mac.
See, I don't know the rest of it. Neither do you.
An average man black make a something like that.
Yeah. Don't
please
even
please don't lose that back. Baby got back.
That, whatever.
He should have backed off
just
of it.
Ruined it. Baby just got ruined back. It. Yeah.
All in right, your karaoke versions, whisper it next time. See how the crowd reacts. Baby got back.
Okay, there's 10 names.
And you're going in three.
Three. He's bidding three.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Ryan, who can go lower, or...
I mean, here's
say,
the thing.
Say name it.
Yeah.
If you say name it,
if I say it,
it, we got
then
a three-way
I win,
tie.
I win the game without ever knowing a movie, which
I know
people
that,
hate that.
That eats at some
But at this point,
people, but
if I get screwed over, then you're going to say name that movie without ever having known a movie.
I wouldn't,
and I won't.
I wouldn't discuss it with her.
And David.
Why is he discussing it with
so
her?
Sorry.
Name that movie.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
In, all in right. Your pithy three names.
Watch him. Oh, watch him do
We're
going
to have an exciting three-way tie. Watch
him. Dan.
Yeah, if this, if David could pull this off. If not, Ryan will win for the hippie named Justin who brought a Frisbee. Does he get to keep that, Justin, or are you going to want that back? You can keep
I'm going to throw it back.
Okay.
You're not going to want me to whip this camera at you, Aaron. No, I'm sorry.
That looks very heavy, that camera. Let's be careful
quite,
with that.
It looks lovely.
All right, here we go. Here are your clues again, David. It's, wait a second.
2005, metaphoric moments, and one other thing.
Provocative.
Provocative.
I my thumb changed it to a different movie, and that was going to be really weird if I proceeded. Let's do it anyway, just for laughs. Like, pretend that you're working on the actual clues, and then I did this. Your three names. You guys want me to do that or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's,
his brain
let's see how
pretzel.
Funny it would have been if I said the wrong one. Now I can't even find it anymore. Which one did you... You picked Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally hit... What did I hit on accident? Forget it. I can't even figure out how I fucked up. I just got to try to do it the right way. The movie has a shit ton of names. There are 16 names.
Wow.
And David is stupidly pre-bidded three. Oh, and your clues again are, this is how I knew I was on the wrong movie because I was about to go U.S. German and suddenly just said U.S. And I was like, oh no. What have I done? All right, 3.5 stars from Leonard. Might be generous. I didn't mention that before. Might be a little generous.
That's a good clue.
Some might disagree. 2005, U.S. German. It's provocative and that other thing I said.
You know, I didn't know might be generous when I told him to name that film.
Oh, really? Did that help you out a lot?
No.
Okay. Oh, it's got metaphoric moments.
Right.
And your three names are Keith David, Beverly Todd, and Sean Taub, T-O-U-B. Sean Taub.
Easy.
Beverly Todd. And the great Keith David, who you don't want to confuse with David Keith.
I am going to say, I don't know what Germany has to do with this, but I believe the movie is Crash.
That is correct, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
No!
Damn.
I'm curb stopping that motherfucking pumpkin.
Still in the game. Still in the game.
Yeah, that thing held up nicely.
That is insanity.
How the fuck did you do that?
Three-way tie.
Yeah, but I wanted
you
to
You asked for it.
I wanted to explain shouldn't. Himself.
Because
that's crazy.
Who's work?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Ludacris, so...
Did you in your head think maybe it might be Crash before we said anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because of Ludacris.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You weren't thinking maybe Fast and Furious or...
When you... that clue of it might be generous, that really did help. That kind of like solidified it.
I shouldn't have asked.
Wow.
But I usually say that part and you admitted it wouldn't have helped you, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. We have an amazing three-way tie, you guys!
Only one person named a movie, though, right? Is there any sort of de facto sort of winner that goes on?
It's not over, Huntsberger.
I won this.
I've seen films.
Could we pick something pre-2000? I'm good in the 40s.
No, you lost.
No.
You lost
no.
all credibility that can be had with Something About Mary. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Something About the Tenenbaums.
I loved Owen Wilson in Something About Mary.
Ben Stiller was third billed in Something About Mary behind the dog and the lady that French kissed the dog.
And Brett Favre.
And that dog did not die, for the record.
True. Should have. It really was in the full body cast.
No animals were killed.
Oh, yeah, it was in a cast. I remember now.
In a cast on the top of a car, but did not die.
Tower Heist is a lot like Something Like Mary, but no one has jizz in their hair.
Not worth it.
Come on, Ben. Jizz in hair every movie.
I'm going to pre-guess this movie, and it's going to be Duck Soup.
Name that movie.
Name that movie. Duck.
What if I just declared you the winner? People would.
Oh my God, they'd lose.
People would get up and leave.
With a blind guess, Jackie Cation is the winner.
Okay, so what just happened there? David got the point because you asked him to name it.
Uh-huh.
So Jackie gets to pick the category.
Thank God.
And then we'll go to Ryan. All right. Would you like movies where Weezer is on the soundtrack?
Almost.
Because I'm going on the Weezer cruise, as I hope others are as well. Yeah, join us on the Weezer cruise, you guys. WeezerCruise.com. Would you like at Conerks, K-O-N-E-R-K-S, suggested Comedy Bang Bang, and that is the category of Comedy Bang Bang. It's a reference to my friend Scott Aukerman's podcast, but it's movies that are action comedies, action comedy movies. And then for your third category, I got to pick one that we've already. Oh no, here's one. This is a fun one. Scream movies. There are four movies with the word scream and a number, or just the word scream. And your job is to try to figure out which one this is. It's a very competitive category because who can really tell the difference between them all these years later? So Jackie, which one of those categories do you like? Scream movies or...
Do you guys want me to pick scream?
Comedy
movies?
Bang Bang.
No?
You could do Comedy Bang Bang
comedy,
or you could
comedy
do Weezer.
Bang Bang.
Okay, Comedy Bang Bang.
It's the best chance.
Better choice.
It's the best chance you've got.
This is an action comedy.
Better chance? You had 1 in 4 with the other one.
Yeah.
Those are good odds.
I haven't seen a Scream movie.
Okay.
This is an action comedy.
I saw The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Blind guess,
terrified.
Though. Still 20.
This is an action comedy.
All right.
Got your attention that time. Action comedy, 3 stars from Leonard. Probably about right. He calls it enjoyable, which is what you want in an action comedy. And he also says it works well if you don't demand a lot of logic. Don't be sitting there demanding logic. Yeah, exactly. Did I tell you the year? 1998. It's closer to 40 than some of the other ones. And you get 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Maybe
Jackie,
11.
Jackie K.
Maybe 11.
She
Maybe
goes
11.
The full 11?
I might 13. 13 names I think I could do it in.
I'll think of two. I'll make up 2 names.
Yeah.
Like give me the EP and the director.
I couldn't tell you who the EP is, but the director is... I'm not falling for that.
All right, so you're taking the full 11.
Full 11.
11, so we go to Ryan.
1998.
Lower than 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Action comedy. Logic.
Eight.
Eight names. David?
I'm going to jump down to 5.
5 names, he says. Yeah. Jackie?
Name that movie.
Yeah.
He just did something blind with 3 names.
Pretty much saw that coming.
I'm not involved anymore, so I'm just going to walk.
Yeah, where's Justin? We got to get Justin to come up here and write down who he wants me to call a shithead.
It's on there.
Oh, it's on there. Perfect. Yeah,
I have to go unload.
All right. Say goodbye to Ryan Stout, everybody.
Actually, I'm just going to take a piss and then come back. But
oh, we'll be done by the time you come back.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, perfect. And then, Dan, do you... I'm treating it like it's a foregone conclusion. I guess we should play the rest of the game first. Because you get
5 names.
5 names. And they are Ken Leung, Leung, L-E-U-N-G, Christopher Penn, Rex Lin, Zima, and Mark Rolston. And it's from 1998, and it's an action comedy that has logic issues, but is enjoyable.
Dang!
That was a horrible impression of Chris Tucker, the star of Rush Hour.
That is right. That is correct.
Wow.
He did it for the pumpkin.
Right.
He made pumpkin it happen win. For the pumpkin. Now I'm going to curb stomp the shit out of it. No, it's a very beautiful pumpkin. I don't want to fuck it up. Where are you at, pumpkin person?
Nice work.
Pumpkin guy.
Chris Tucker, the modern day Don Knotts.
Oh, Chris Tucker's the modern day Don Knotts. That's good, sir. Get one more racist thing in before the show ends. Thank you a lot for that. Thank you very much. We need to get Dan's. Oh, we got another piece of paper. Yep. Give it, hand it over. Oh, that's exciting. That's like,
it
that's
was
like when you're sitting there going, we'll pay you, we're offering this amount, and you slide it across. Ryan Stout is back, everybody.
Hello.
Guess who won, Ryan?
I washed my hands, too. I washed my hands. Guess who won? I think Huntsberger won.
Yep.
You know Huntsberger won.
How could you not?
I do want to throw the frisbee at the end. That's the only reason I came back.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, just chuck it into the crowd.
Get ready.
That's no liability issue there.
That's sincerely impressive. That's really good work, man.
Yeah, that is. That,
yeah, it's a good pumpkin.
It's amazing.
It's a good pumpkin.
You got to take a picture of that
It's not
pumpkin.
A great what pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I like it.
Yeah.
But you should take a picture of it and put it up on the...
Okay, I'll get a picture. What I always do at the end of every show is I take a picture of the guests on stage while the closing music themes.
Themes?
Yeah, well, it themes. That's what it's called when you listen to the end theme. You're,
No, don't cut it off.
It's theming.
Let it theme.
Yeah, totally theme it. you guys got anything to plug? You want to plug something, Jackie?
I want to plug Jackie.
This American Life. Hello.
Sorry.
Oh, you're on the show? This American Life?
Yeah, I taped to This American Life if you guys are...
Nice. That's awesome.
This American Life, nerds. Live it up.
I'm on Jackie Cation's Dork Forest.
Yes. And I just did these two guys just on Dork Forest, yeah.
Yes.
And
we've all been in the forest with you.
December 6th, Comedy Central Records, Touche. Go get it.
My website is davidhuntsberger.com. My album is Humanitis.
Great album, by the way.
Great album.
I want to say, great album. Recorded here.
And on Twitter, David's name is Huntsberger Junk.
Yes.
And it's and all the tweets are from the point of view of his dick and balls.
And also this weekend, my house is having a movie. So come on over and we'll enjoy that.
Movie house! thanks again to you guys for coming out. Let's hear it for all these guys. David and Jackie. And you're going to stay there, and I'm going to take a picture of you guys with you sitting down holding the pumpkin. Yeah, you can do that in a second. I can't talk them specifically through what's going to happen without all this nonsense. Sit down, David. What?
Yeah, what was the question you were going to ask?
I have no idea. Why would I know?
It was about a dog.
I said right then that I wasn't going to know. Thank you for bringing it up, though. What was I going to ask you?
It was about dogs.
What were we even talking about? Dead dogs in movies.
Yeah. Anchorman.
I have no idea. Don Knotts.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Precious. You guys are just yelling out shit that happened. That's crazy. You can see live disasters like this upcoming soon in Austin, Burbank, and Sacramento, and trying to do them all over the place. And I love it here at Acme, and congratulations on the 20th anniversary.
Woo!
And
oh, I had one more plug I forgot about.
Shit. All right, what's your one more plug?
ProfessorBlastoff.com.
Our
podcast.
We did... talked okay. about already. We already just talked about Captain Takeoff.
Just wanted to remind you.
JackieCation.com.
Oh, okay. Everybody.com.
Say something.
DouglowsMovies.com. And as always, Michelle Bachman is a shithead. Should have closed with that one. And 3D Glasses is a shithead.